Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's C Squared on C Squared Elaborates. I know it's been a while. A lot of things, a lot of revelations have come about, but we're only here to get caught up and see what this new year of 2023 has to offer. For surely enough, for myself, it actually has brought a lot of clarity and understanding and self-awareness to my life, such as, you know, it is sometimes difficult, and I'm hesitant to say, you know, that, you know, I've been neurodivergent, or that's the fact of the matter of which, being neurodivergent and accepting more of the ADHD life, so to speak, that I've been, you know, trying to navigate, let's say that. But, you know, I am continually undiagnosed. Again, I am undiagnosed. I am looking to continue or look for to take the test to, you know, officially get a treatment plan, you know, for said symptoms and such. You know, it's been more of an empowering thing of the last, you know, month or two, of just really accepting, like, oh, you know, this is me. This explains a whole hell of a lot, for sure. But, you know, just to clarify, you know, ADHD is a neurodevelopmental disorder that can affect various areas of life, you know, including physical health. I already kind of deal with a disability as such, as a physical disability, dealing with living with spinal cervical stenosis. It's a whole nother tangent, but it affects a lot of my day, my mood, my, you know, digestion, everything. It's just, when it comes to the nerves, it's just painful, to say the least. So when, you know, people say, oh yeah, you get on my nerves, it's, believe them. But anywho, at any rate, some common symptoms of ADHD, and these are just some common ones, would, you know, be inattention or hyperactivity, impulsivity, forgetfulness, disorganization, poor time management, poor executive functioning, or it could be the adverse, where it's extreme focus, hyper focus, many more things, emotional dysregulation. It could be all sorts of things, but how it plays into your daily life is, it's a lot. It can be overwhelming. So, you know, I was looking at a few things, in the fact of, if you're looking to improve your health while living with ADHD, my advice would be to focus on a couple of things here, such as, you know, exercise regularly, follow a healthy diet, develop a routine. I'll say that lightly, but develop a routine. Get enough sleep. It doesn't always have to be consistent, but get enough sleep. And then seek support truly when needed. But let's go back through those five things. Like, number one, exercising regularly. We know that regular physical activity can help reduce symptoms of ADHD, like such as impulsivity, hyperactivity, or the adverse. You know, it works to the betterment of said person dealing with. For me, in my example, you know, sports help me focus in and in overly detailed. And when, you know, it's meeting interest, passion, curiosity, wonder, and contentment, you know, it all plays a part. Now I'm dealing with, you know, a disability that kind of takes away some of my limitations, or at least tests them. You know, it's been difficult, to say the least. So, you know, dealing with these moments, they're kind of reflective. You know, I really am grateful for, you know, the life I had without these disabilities or out these aches and pains and just chronicness, whatever. But my heart does go out to those who have lived even longer lives with such difficulties. And it's, you know, it's really hard to actually see yourself kind of go through these moments of transition, and you're just like, oh, okay. You know, the resistance part is one thing, and then when you get through acceptance, you're like, oh, all right, things kind of just slow down a bit. You know, put this on an ADHD mind when, you know, you're overthinking, you're overstimulated, you're just like up to bat with so many thoughts and emotions, and how to regulate those and having an outlet, all these things. So exercise really comes in helping improve focus and cognitive function. Enjoying activities that you can stick to, whether or not you want to or don't want to, something that will get you out of your funk. You know, like running, it's not as low impact as you think, but, you know, running and, you know, getting the heart rate up, Cycling, swimming, wink, wink, always love to swim, dancing, even if it's, you know, for 5 minutes or so, grab a, you know, grab a TikTok trend or something, try to learn it and see what you can do. And, you know, in team sports, start slowly, gradually increase the intensity and duration of your workouts over time. If you start with this, you know, you'll impress yourself. Give yourself like a functional assessment. You know, I'm going to do this to help me do that better. I'm going to do this so I could feel less of that more, you know, so work with it. Secondly, following a health diet. This one's a little bit tricky. You know, everybody differs and everybody's nutrition pack or interest, you know, varies. But find what does work for you. Avoid, you know, most processed food, sugary things, even though, you know, we love the sugar and the caffeine and whatnot. Look for a detox method from time to time. Drink plenty of water. I would say whole foods or even whole meals. You know, anything that'll kind of sit you down for a while. You know, that's meditation. It might be mindless. Sometimes it is mindful, but you know, give back to yourself in the most patient way of patient way of, what can I say? Giving. I guess that's a good way of putting it. You want to avoid the crash as much as possible, even with the caffeine overload, you know, but like I said, this is going to relate to number four, you know, getting enough sleep. So when you have a time to sleep, sleep, knowing to rest. Let's see, fruits, veggies, lean protein, whole grains. You can get through a lot being mindful enough and conscious enough to go, like a plant-based diet as well. You can find your supplements, trust me, best believe. I'm not so certain of, you know, B vitamins or the B12 vitamin or whatever we got to get through, you know, animal product or animal whatever. So, you know, there's room for do your research for sure. Do your research. And again, can't stress this enough, but hydrate. I'm terrible at it. I need to find a better system to work out so that I can actually drink more water. It's not that I have an issue doing it at times. It's just looking for much more convenience. And I guess that's it. I guess that really is it. Brings us to number three, develop a routine. Now, I kind of cringe at the word routine because you want to keep this, you know, featured at freedom type deal. I go as I please. I'm like a drifting in the wind. But, you know, you have to set a course for yourself to go somewhere, right? But develop a routine, establish a daily routine, you know, as little as like, you know, making your bed before you leave your room, making sure that things are nice. And if it's a mess, whatever, have something to do that gets your creative juices flowing. That's the key thing. Have something to rely on, you know, such as a routine, but, you know, it should be given with guidelines. You know, you don't have to be so stringent and strict with, I got to do this, got to do this. You know, don't just completely blow it off like, there's not much more to life than just doing these routines. You know, jobs help as well. Jobs, obviously you want to, you know, work a job, you know, that, you know, supplies your work style or your lifestyle. But, you know, a job is routine based. You know, it's not technically meant to serve us. We serve them. So another tangent. But anywho, you know, because the lack of routine sometimes can get very disorganizing and stress ridden, and it's just anxiety, and it's just this whole cycle, this whole loop you go through. And until you become more self-aware with it, what are you doing with this? So maybe this is that moment where you're just like, oh, okay, wait a minute, I do have those moments. Be conscious of those moments. What can you do in those little moments? Again, what you know with this, you know, you can anticipate other things, other ways to react. So, you know, only look at this is a guide, a potential guide. Let's move on. Number four, get enough sleep. Lack of sleep can exacerbate symptoms of ADHD. Now, there's some of you out there that feel like, hey, the less I sleep, the better I feel. And trust me, I get it. I get it. I know how hard that is. But you got to get your sleep in whatever shape or form, even if it's after a caffeine crash or you just doused your third Red Bull of the day, whatever. Get your rest whenever you can. Try to hold off for the whole day as long as you can to have your caffeine. I've kind of noticed that kind of helps. Definitely have it when it comes to coffee. Definitely trying to have it on a full stomach. Let the juices and whatnot coagulate properly. I've moved up to quads. They've helped. I'm done looking at my cup right now, wishing there was more. but we make it work. But, you know, try to get a sleep schedule, not even that, but just try to get a sleep pattern going. Know when you need to rest. Know when you do need to sleep. When those headaches and migraines come and you're just like, you gotta go, you're stressing, decompress, pull the chute, come back, you know, collect yourself, relax, help yourself wind down. And lastly, seek support, especially when needed. At times we like to do things a whole bunch ourselves. If we have the opportunity to, you know, receive help, stay open to receiving. I know it's tough. Trust me, I know it's tough, but you can get through it. If you truly need help, ask for it. Living with ADHD can be challenging, especially alone, undiagnosed for that matter, living with this for so long. But, you know, if symptoms begin to worsen during the day or whatever time, during the month, during the season, during the year, whatever it may be, you know, you're not alone in this. You know, so seek support from friends, family, a mental health professional, joining support groups. I'm not exactly quite there yet, but, you know, through the virtues of TikTok, you know, and finding community and, you know, helping feeling validated and actually taking the time to process these moments, these reactions, these scenarios, these epiphanies, you know, transitional moments, you know, it's been tough, it's been overwhelming, but I'm happy to admit it, you know, I'm making it through. And it's not like this whole, you know, like, let me throw this in your face, oh my gosh, nothing else matters. It's just like, damn, it's crazy, you know, it's crazy. And what has kind of influenced the way I've been showing up for people, or how I show up for myself. So again, that would be number two, but, you know, getting your self-care in. But remember, you know, improving your health while living with ADHD is a process that takes time and effort. And there's not going to be one solution. There's not going to be just two. There may be 10, whatever. But, you know, you will find a way to get, you know, what you need done. You know, so give yourself, you know, some grace. Look for the better approach. What everything may seem like the right approach. You know, how we like to risk things. But, you know, with consideration, you know, go look for a better approach. Support is out there. You can make positive changes in your life and live a healthier or lead more healthier and more fulfilling life. And, you know, for those of us who aren't always this chase mode of, you know, dopamine and whatnot, we're going to get there. You know, this has been, you know, an eventful experience living with this and, you know, coming to terms with what is and what isn't, you know, what works for me and what doesn't. So, you know, take your time, give yourself some grace. It's been fun. You know, I'm glad to be back doing these types of podcasts. So hopefully back this, you know, we'll reach the right community and we can all strive together and, you know, connect with community in mind. Community connections is the goal. Again, we're not alone in this. Simply just trying to do things a little bit better. And again, go with grace. Have fun. Until next time, y'all. This is C-Squared signing out off of C-Squared Elaborates. It's been great. We'll talk soon. Have a good one.